Danielle McCartan here with Eli Apple, the first-round draft pick out of Ohio State University of the New York Giants. Hey, is this your first charity event?
Yeah, first softball-type charity event. Yeah. A lot of people out here, so it's a great turnout. I'm looking forward to it.
So what is your relationship with Brad Wing? You guys good buddies in the locker room or no?
Not yet. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say buddies exactly, but yeah. He's a great guy, and he's somebody. He invited me out here, and I was just like, of course, I didn't have anything else to do, but so far, I like everybody. In the locker room, everybody's been pretty welcoming, so I'm
good.
Enjoying it.
So you threw out the first pitch at the Mets game. What was that like?
It was a little nerve-wracking. I never really thrown a baseball, so it was like my first time. But I got it there, so I think I did a good job for me.
That's good. That's an honor, though, to be doing that. So take me down. Were you from Voorhees, New Jersey? Were you a Phillies fan or a Eagles fan growing up?
No, I was not an Eagles fan or anything like that. I kind of just watched football just for the fun of it. You know, I didn't really start playing and taking it serious until really high school.
Okay.
But, I wasn't a Phillies fan.
So, you know, I know somebody over at Ohio State, and he said, he told me to ask you about overcoming the blood disorder in his college.
Okay.
How did you overcome such a significant issue such as that to be able to play in the NFL?
Just trusting God and having faith in the process and being close to my parents. They definitely helped me get through that, just giving me great advice. And if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be here.
Oh, that's nice. So some analysts have been saying that you come with concerns and you were drafted after an intelligence failure. To what degree does that motivate you? That's got to fire you up.
I don't even pay attention to that. You know, there's always going to be a negative report out there. You just got to, you know, ignore those things and just focus on what you can focus on and what you can control. So I'm just, you know, going to the offseason, working hard as I can to come out here and do what I have to do to help this team get to the Super Bowl and win it.
You've been holding down Odell Beckham at OTAs. How has he made you a better player?
He's a tough guy to go against. He's fast. He's quick. So he challenged you in, like, all type of areas. So you got to be on top of everything, man.
Yeah, and so how many DMs on Twitter did you actually get after you were drafted? Your mom's been pretty outspoken about that.
I don't really know. I didn't count or anything, but roughly, I don't know, 20 or whatever. It wasn't anything crazy, I guess. But
she's working with NFL Sunday now.
Yeah, she just got the gig, and she's excited about it. I'm excited about it for her. Something that she's kind of been waiting on for a while, so I'm happy for her.
Yeah, she did a little work at the Football Fever at Ohio State, too.
Yeah, she volunteered a little bit.
Yeah.
She was great at it. She enjoys talking football and being in front of the camera because she's like a natural.
Yeah, so you're on snack duty. Who orders what? What's the best order in the locker room?
They like candy, so yeah, I just get a lot of candy, junk food, honey buns, Kit Kats, little things like that.
And just a prediction for the 2016 Giants.
I don't have a prediction right now.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the thing. Super Bowl. That's everybody's goal, of course.
Cool. All right. Well, Danielle McCartan here with Eli Apple. Hey, have fun in the game tonight and do well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.